Gino, did you know that the Jets were going to take you today?
No, I had a feeling. You know, I didn't know anything for sure, but once I received the call, you know, I was just extremely elated.
What was it like to wait through all of yesterday and not get picked?
You know, I think it was just a test of patience, a test of character, and, you know, I wanted to make it my duty to come back today and, you know, still represent for, you know, my family and, you know, all of those who support me.
Gino, did you have a good feeling from the Jets through your interactions with them in the pre-draft process?
You know, I had, you know, pretty good meetings with them, and, you know, when I visited, it went well, but, you know, as you can see, you know, nothing is really 100%, but, you know, right now I'm just proud to be a Jet, and I'm ready to get to work.
Gino, can you talk about what kind of quarterback the New York Jet fans are getting?
Well, you know, I'm going to come in with the right mentality. I'm going to come in to work, and, you know, I'm going to make sure that I put my best foot forward. I'm going to be dedicated and try and come in and be a leader and try to help my team, you know, get better and win games.
How do you feel about playing in the New York market?
You know, it'll be extremely fun. New York is a great place, a great city, and I look forward to it.
You said on television that you're ready to come in and compete and win the starting job. Would you think it'll happen and that you'd start your first game of your rookie year?
Well, I just want to come in and compete. I'm going to come in with the right mentality, as I stated. And I'm a competitor, and I'm going to accept my role on the team, whatever is handed to me. But my job is to compete day in and day out.
Normally when you're in a quarterback competition, it's just two guys. What do you think about the fact that it's not in this case? You've got Mark Sanchez, David Garrard, Greg McElroy. I mean, the list just goes on.
Well, you know, that's up to Mr. Izik and Coach Ryan and, you know, what decisions they're going to make there. But, you know, like I said, I'm coming in with the intentions to compete, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
Gino, do you think you should have been a first-round pick?
You know, right now, none of that matters. I wasn't, and, you know, I'm just excited to be a part of the NFL. Like I said, I'm excited to be a Jet, and, you know, my time has come now, so you know, I'm going to accept it.
Have the Jets given you any indication about where you stand in terms of competing for a starting job?
Not yet. You know, the only thing they guaranteed me was that I was going to be a Jet today. And, you know, now it's time for me to go in and meet with them and see where all that stands.
Had they told you at all after the first round yesterday that if you were there when they picked today that they would take you?
No, they didn't. You know, right about now, teams like to keep things close to the vest, but, you know, they didn't alert me today.
How do you feel about some of the criticism you got for the way you played down the stretch? I think your team lost, you know, a few games there in the bowl game, and some of the postseason criticism you received?
You know, whether it was just or unjust, you know, really isn't in my control. You know, everything that I've done up until this point is really getting thrown out the window. I'm stepping into a new league and, you know, moving on with my career.
Gino, do you think you're a franchise quarterback, and if so, why?
Yes, sir, I do believe so, and, you know, for a number of reasons, but the main thing is that, you know, I'm going to come in to practice, I'm going to come in to work, and I'm going to compete daily, and I'm going to also, you know, do my best to better my teammates in order for us to win, you know, Super Bowls.
Well, what is it, what qualities do you have that you think make you a franchise quarterback?
You know, I possess many qualities, and, you know, I just think it's, you know, it's just up to me to continue to improve daily. You know, all of my game is, you know, not based on, you know, one single thing, but I think based on a number of things. So as long as I continue to improve and progress, you know, I think I'll be fine.
Gino, have you ever crossed paths with Mark Sanchez at all? Have you ever met him?
Excuse me?
Have you ever met Mark Sanchez?
No, I haven't.
How do you feel about competing against him and Tim Tebow?
I mean, I love to compete. So, you know, Mark is a guy who, you know, I watched him at USC. I watched him, you know, in the NFL, and, you know, I think highly of him, as well as Tim. and you know, all of those guys over there. So like I said, I'm coming in as a rookie and I'm going to compete and also going to accept my role despite whatever it is.
What do you think you can learn from Mark Sanchez, from practice, from working out with him?
Well, we'll have to see. I'm not, you know, in that situation yet. Those phones have to be on time, so once I get there, then I'll figure that out.
Gino, will you use it as motivation that all these teams passed on you?
You know, in the front of my mind, you know, as of right now, I will. But, you know, it's not a thing where I'm bitter, man. I'm just excited to be, you know, living out my dream right now. And, you know, I understand there's a lot of work to be done. So, you know, if it needs to be used as motivation, then it will. But it's not a situation that's where I'm bitter.
Were you aware that the Jets were considering you last night with the 13th pick?
I had received word, but, you know, like I said, a lot of that is just hearsay, you know, and until you get selected, you know, you really don't know much.
Have you talked to the Jets owner, Woody Johnson?
Yeah, I spoke with him on the phone, and he congratulated me and said I was going to be a Jet.
Gino, are you sticking firm to your prediction that the Jets will make the playoffs this year?
I am. I mean, even if I wasn't on the team, I think the Jets have a really good team. And, you know, the fact that, you know, speaking with Rex and Mr. Izik and the direction they're going, I think they're headed in the right direction.
How about the Super Bowl?
That's a tough one. We'll see.
Let's see who they play first.